Week back after mid-session recess last week, Senator, and one of the measures getting preliminary approval in the Missouri Senate is Senate Bill 623, which would now, where it didn't before, but now would bring to the voters asking them whether or not they want to raise the tax on gasoline and diesel.
That's exactly right. And you're right. It was different than before. A number of us were not pleased with the way it was being presented and the legislature imposing an increased tax on Missourians and had asked Senator Libla to consider a couple of options. The two options that I had approached him with were either to make it revenue neutral, which means we would have reduced income taxes by the same amount that we raised fuel taxes. I had made it clear that I would support the bill if we did that, if we just reprioritized spending. In a survey that I took early in session from my district, that was the preferred option when they were given several that included a fuel increases in fuel tax. The most preferred option was reprioritize spending, and that would have basically done that. The other option that I had considered and made public was the option of sending it to a vote of the people. The last proposal, the sales tax increase for roads and bridges, was pretty soundly rejected by the voters when it went to a vote of the people. And I felt like given that response, we really needed to give them a say in any new taxation, even though this was a different approach. It was more aligned with transportation in that it's a fuel tax increase. It was also substantially less in terms of the increase in taxation. But I still had opposed it without it going to a vote of the people. Senator Libla kind of surprised us when he offered a Senate substitute on the floor, and that Senate substitute had a referendum in it that would go to a vote of the people in November at the November general election, and the people will get to decide. And the proposal that he has made that will be before them if it's passed by the House is that the fuel tax on gasoline and on diesel will both be increased by 5.9 cents per gallon. There was an interesting amendment that was offered on the floor by Senator Brown, which would have excluded these new funds that would come in from a fuel tax from the prevailing wage law in Missouri. And that, according to the senator, would have saved as much as 30% in terms of the cost of repairs and maintenance on roads and bridges and any new construction. The way to look at that, since the tax would be whatever the tax would be if the people approved it, is that we would be able to do 30% more work, 30% more bridges, 30% more miles of road repairs or new road construction, if in fact we could have passed that amendment. It was rejected by the body. I think part of that was because there was an understanding. I mean, I voted for the amendment because I would love to see us, if the people of Missouri approve an increase in the fuel tax, I'd love to see us get 30% more out of it, and the taxpayers get 30% more miles or bridges than they would otherwise. And so I voted for it, but I think a lot of the concern and the reason the vote went against that amendment was because that there were folks that were concerned that the bill would die, that it would be filibustered or in some other way it would be killed and wouldn't go to a vote of the people if that amendment went on. That's a disappointment. I hope the people of Missouri understand that by rejecting that amendment, we've decreased the number of bridges or miles of highway that they'll be able to repair or replace if they do choose to pass this referendum. But it'll be up to them, and it'll be on the November ballot.
Still a ways to go for this bill. It's only received preliminary approval here in the Missouri Senate. We still have to go through the House. Whatever changes that may come from that body and then come back for a final passage in the Senate between now and mid-May.
That's correct. And there's no assurances that it will pass out of the House. It's pretty clear that it will be third read and finally passed out of the Senate because I think that vote was pretty clear. There were a few of us that voted against the bill because I still opposed it even though it was a referendum, just because it's an increase in taxation that I don't think is necessary. But the House will have to agree to take that bill up, to assign it to a committee, to hear the bill, and then move it back to the floor and all of that. Unless they do it without any changes, it will have to come back to the Senate one more time. The concern is whether the House will even have the will to pass the bill. I know there's been significant amount of information in the press from them early on, and I think it applied more to the bill without the referendum in it, and so it might have changed everything that we had that referendum. So we'll just have to wait and see what the House does.